From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail on the Greene County Legislature public hearing held on Wednesday, October the 19th, on the potential environmental impact of the new county jail. The proposed 130-bed jail would be built on 50 acres of land located off Route 9W south of the Greene State Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. The estimated cost of the project is $52 million. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the construction time frame would not begin until well into 2017. He hopes to, and I quote, get shovels in the ground, end quote, by Labor Day weekend of 2017, and occupancy would commence in the spring of 2019. Groden said the existing Greene County Jail located on Bridge Street in Catskill would be demolished. At the public hearing, one county resident spoke against the proposal. Scott Myers of Catskill spent 150 days as a resident of the jail at some point. Myers said, and I quote, "What I did notice was that it's not the architecture, it's the staff. It's also the attitudes of the people in Greene County who operate and encourage law enforcement," end quote. Myers said the money needed to build the jail could be better used to ensure local families are well and healthy. The legislature's public comment period for the project ended October 19th, but no written comments were received, Groden said. The county will hold two more public forums on the project, one at 911 Center Street in Cairo and the other in Hunter. Groden said, and I quote, "This project should be debated. It should not be discussed," end quote. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson residents on Cross Street and Tanner's Lane were without water for a part of the day on Thursday, October the 20th. The water main was shut off after a pipe leading from the main to the Wick Hotel construction site broke around 10 a.m. Water service was restored to the area by noon. Tom Rossi of Redburn Development said workers were testing out the pipe with the Hudson Department of Public Works when it broke. Hudson Department of Public Works distribution foreman Frank O'Neill said at the scene his department then shut the water main down. The damage to the pipe occurred long before the construction project began, Rossi said. Rob Perry, the superintendent of public works, said the city's water quality was not affected and there was no need to boil water. He said it was not the city pipe that broke, but the department dealt with the issue anyway. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that New York State Police and state prison officials are working to identify who has been flying drones every night over the Sullivan and Woodbourne Correctional Facilities. The two facilities are located in Sullivan County, less than 2 miles apart. The flyovers began about 1 week ago. The devices appear in the late afternoon to early evening and fly as late as 11 p.m. A spokesman for the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision stated in an email, and I quote, "For safety and security reasons, the State Prison Administration does not permit the usage of a drone over the property lines of a correctional facility," end quote. The investigation into the identity of the drone operator is ongoing. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. On October the 19th, Catskill held a public hearing and then passed a local law allowing the town to override the tax levy limit for 2017. Supervisor Doreen Davis explained the law and led the vote during the meeting, which was webcast by WGXC.
There was a public hearing today at 6:15, and the purposes of the public hearing was for us to discuss adopting a local law that will override the tax levy limit for 2017. The purpose of tonight's passing of that law is to allow the board the flexibility after they complete the budget analysis, which we are in the process of doing, of having the ability, should it be deemed necessary, to override the limit. This does not mean that the board has committed to overriding the limit. It only allows us to potentially do that and still meet the timelines that the state requires for us. We are currently within $91,000, having started probably with a few errors at $13,000. We have driven ourselves down to $91,000 is our current gap. And we still have about two more workshops to get through, I think, to get us to a place where we're comfortable. So I will entertain a motion that we adopt this local law in preparation for our budget negotiations.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Giordano. Need a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion or the adoption of the local law is carried.
You can hear the entire meeting on the WGXC Newsroom website. New York State's latest fall foliage report is out, and I quote, "The Catskill region will see a mix of peak and past peak foliage this weekend. Spotters reporting from Kingston in Ulster County predict peak foliage this weekend with 80% color change. Predominating colors include yellow, deep burgundy, and hints of brighter orange and some salmon color. Very little green remains as a backdrop. At Bel Air Mountain in High Mount, foliage will be just past peak. The ride up the mountain from Kingston still has some beautiful leaf-peeping opportunities with leaves of orange, gold, red, and yellow. Spotters in Catskill in Greene County expect just past peak leaves this weekend with still extremely vibrant shades of red, yellow, and orange. Foliage above 2,000 feet in the county is now past peak. Look for brilliant red and yellow leaves. Delaware County will be past peak. Look for yellow and gold leaves of muted brilliance." End quote. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer stumped in Schenectady on October the 19th for the positive train control system to be implemented between Poughkeepsie and Amsterdam. Schumer wants a $33 million grant to put the system of controls that allows trains to slow automatically in troubled conditions on a 94-mile stretch of rail that cuts through the WGXC listening area. He had Federal Railroad Administrator Sarah Feinberg next to him at the press conference. Congress has mandated that all of the nation's trains eventually be equipped with the safety technology, though it has not provided all of that funding. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is day 3 of the WGXC Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the WGXC listening area. A storm system will bring rainfall during the day and into the evening on Friday. Some of that rainfall may be heavy in intensity at times. The storm will continue to impact the region through Saturday. Patchy drizzle with a chance of rain before noon, then rain is likely, mostly cloudy, with a high near 69 degrees. On Friday night, more rain with a temperature low of 49. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, rain is likely before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Saturday night, rain again before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 40. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. The sun rose today at 7:16 a.m. and will set at 6:03 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 21st day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.